From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo urged Indonesia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, or SWF Supervisory Board, or Indonesian Investment Authority, INA, to promptly form a board of directors by next week, so that work may run faster. As reported by Antaranus Agency, President Joko Widodo, after inaugurating five members of the SWF Supervisory Board at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, he has urged that by next week at the latest, the board of directors should be formed. Hence, they can work immediately in accordance with what the government has planned. The newly installed members of the SWF Supervisory Board are expected to soon appoint five members of the board of directors from professional circles. He is optimistic that the board would work in a professional manner and be able to boost the confidence of domestic and international investors so that Indonesia can get lucrative financing alternative for development. Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Aziz Syamsuddin has appealed to newly installed Chief of Police General Listio Sigit Prabowo to help bring the national police closer to citizens. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Aziz Syamsuddin, while congratulating Prabowo on his appointment as Indonesia's new police chief on Wednesday, explained that the national police must be able to convince that it can get closer to the people and is always ready to serve them sincerely. Syamsuddin also remarked that Chief Prabowo is also expected to improve the police image and dignity as a state institution, which functions to enforce law and preserve the country's security and maintain public order. The police serve and protect the people so that homeland security can be well preserved. Spokespersons for the COVID-19 Handling Task Force Wiku Adhisa Smito stated that there is still some potential for underreporting of coronavirus cases, though the number has continued to diminish. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, he pointed out in Jakarta on Wednesday that the potential for underreporting of cases still occurs, but it has changed quickly as time has progressed. However, he believes that the lag in COVID-19 case reporting from the regional to the central government has continued to improve. This means that the reporting of coronavirus cases at the moment is relatively in accordance to real time. He also remarked that the condition at the moment is relatively real. The challenges to the COVID-19 handling include carrying out testing, tracing, and treatment. However, the government has made efforts to elevate testing capacity and adding referral laboratories, ensuring tracing through management and good human resources, as well as adding more beds for COVID-19 patients to improve treatment. Presidential spokesperson Fajrul Rahman affirmed that the second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine are being rolled out not only at the presidential palace in Jakarta, but also throughout Indonesia. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Fajrul Rahman in a statement in Jakarta on Wednesday stated that the first and second doses of the vaccine have also been rolled out in some regions throughout Indonesia, followed by the regional heads, local heads, as well as the religious and public figures in the area. He also remarked that the rollout was conducted alongside the commencement of inoculation for 1.4 million health workers nationwide, since they are at the vanguard of the fight against the global pandemic. On Wednesday, President Joko Widodo received his second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta. Several religious and public figures also received their shot of their second doses at the palace. Let's move on to the international news. South Korea may need more fiscal aid and monetary easing to support a faster economic recovery from the coronavirus pandemic, the International Monetary Fund IMF mission said on Thursday. As reported by Reuters.com, mission chief of IMF, Andreas Bauer, in a statement stated that a stronger recovery and an inflation rate near the Bank of Korea's 2% target could be achieved through a modest further easing, while forward guidance on the likely course of monetary policy could also help ease financial conditions currently. The mission chief also said South Korea's macroprudential policies should be tightened further if household credit continues to rise sharply. The IMF statement was released following the conclusion of its annual assessment of South Korea's economy. It predicted that the trade-reliant economy will grow 3.1% this year, helped by a gradual lifting of coronavirus-related restrictions and stronger export. The economy contracted 1.0% in 2020. New Zealand, Vietnam, and Taiwan ranked the top three in a COVID-19 performance index of almost 100 countries for their successful handling of the coronavirus pandemic, with Britain and America near the bottom of the pile. As reported by Reuters.com, the Lowy Institute said, its index published on Thursday excludes China, where the first cases were identified in December 2019 due to lack of publicly available data. Other countries in the top 10 include Thailand, Cyprus, Rwanda, Iceland, Australia, Latvia, and Sri Lanka, countries with fewer reported cases and deaths both in aggregate and per capita terms. In total, 98 countries were evaluated in the 36 weeks that followed their 100th confirmed case of COVID-19 using data available to January 9, 2021. The Lowy Institute stated 14-day rolling average of new daily figures were calculated for confirmed cases per million people, confirmed death per million people, confirmed cases as a proportion of tests, and tests per 1,000 people. President International Olympic Committee IOC Thomas Bach said IOC is fully concentrated and committed to the successful and safe delivery of the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics this year, despite the COVID-19 pandemic. As quoted by BBC.com, Thomas Bach said all stakeholders, including the Japanese government, were fully united and committed to going ahead with the rearranged games. Despite much of Japan being under a state of emergency because of a third wave of COVID, the Olympics are set to commence on July 23rd. Bach also said there was no blueprint for trying to organize the first rearranged games during an ongoing pandemic, which he said has multiplied the complexity of staging the event. But he did admit for the first time that there may be no crowds at the event. That was the news.
COVID-19 vaccination had begun in Indonesia. The government also keeps trying to fulfill the need of vaccines for all people across the country. President Joko Widodo said the government had ordered 426 million vaccine doses from four different companies and countries to succeed the vaccination, which is expected to finish before 2021. He also said that the general people can get the COVID-19 vaccine amid February 2021. With 30,000 vaccinators, 10,000 public health centers, and 3,000 hospitals in Indonesia, the vaccination target can reach 900,000 to 1 million people per day. And to ensure the vaccination is successful, the government, or in this case the Ministry of Communication and Informatics, as well as stakeholders, need to fight the hoaxes about the vaccine. Hoax is a big obstacle for the vaccination. In Indonesia, the anti-vaccine movement gets stronger along with the hoaxes. Indonesia is one of many countries where the hoaxes about COVID-19 and vaccine spread widely. Based on data from a hoax watchdog, Anti-Fitnah Indonesia, fake news about vaccines in December 2020 were 22.9% and became 35.7% until January 18, 2021. As a result, many people were affected by the hoax. Obviously, such hoaxes must be stopped. The government and people, journalists, as well as religious organizations, need to collaborate in introducing the COVID-19 vaccine and fighting the hoaxes so the vaccination can be successful.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, our segment Today in History starts with the event on January 28, 1986, when Challenger exploded. The accident of Space Shuttle Challenger occurred on January 28, 1986, when the Space Shuttle exploded 73 seconds after being launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This incident was broadcast live on U.S. television and witnessed by a lot of people. The accident resulted in the death of 7 astronaut crews. One of the astronauts trained by NASA was a civilian, a teacher named Sharon Krista McOlive. The plan was that she would become the first civilian in the world to explore outer space. Thank you. The next event was in 2002 about airplane crash in Colombia. On January 28, 2002, there was an accident of Boeing 727-100 team with flight number 120, which flew from Quito, Ecuador to Cali, Colombia. The plane crashed into the Kumbal volcano in the Andes Mountains in southern Colombia in foggy weather. In the incident, all passengers consisting of 87 passengers and 7 crew members were killed. The last event is that in 2013, Queen Beatrix announced her plan to abdicate her throne. On January 28, 2013, Queen Beatrix announced her plans to abdicate her throne. The resignation was confirmed on April 30, 2013, exactly 33 years in power. On that day, Crown Prince Willem Alexander was officially crowned as king, succeeding his mother. Well, listener, that was Today's History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Ku ingin tahu, kau harus mau. Ku ingin kau begitu, agar kau tahu, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, cuma aku. Bila ku mati, kau juga mati. Walaupun ada cinta sehidup semati, jadilah engkau milikku selalu. Tanpa tersentuh, aku mengapa aku begini? Jangan kau mempertanyakan. Bila aku mati, kau juga mati. Bapak ada cinta sehidup semati, yeah.
kira ku mati, kau juga mati. Walau tak ada cinta, hidup semati.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is My Indonesia, entitled Indonesia Delivers 4 Global Steps to Overcome Climate Change Impacts. President Joko Widodo delivered 4 global steps to overcome the impacts of climate change at the Climate Adaptation Summit 2021, which was organized virtually on Monday. In his speech broadcast on the YouTube account of the Presidential Secretariat on Tuesday, President Jokowi said the impacts of climate change are so real, especially for archipelagic countries like Indonesia. The steps delivered by President Jokowi are, first, all countries should fulfill the Nationally Determined Contribution, or NDC, to overcome climate change. Regarding this issue, Indonesia has updated NDC to boost resilience and adaptation capacity. The second step is mobilizing every potential of the society. President Jokowi stated it was realized through Climate Village Program, which covers 20,000 villages in 2024. Thirdly, intensifying global partnerships. Indonesia prioritized capacity-building cooperation in dealing with climate change for countries in the Pacific region. According to President Jokowi, developed countries must fulfill their commitments. The fourth step is to continue the development of a green concept for a better world. President Jokowi remarked that climate cycle change requires farmers and small island population struggle to survive. The rising sea levels make the coastal fishermen adapt to face uncertainties. The increasing natural disasters, including flood and drought, also require people to stay alert. Moreover, COVID-19 pandemic has hit countries in the world for almost 1 year, making the challenges even more complex and tough. Therefore, according to President Jokowi, the world should take extraordinary steps. President Jokowi added that this summit should be able to increase global climate actions through solidarity, collaboration, and global collective leadership, as well as guard the detailed executions in every country. Climate Adaptation Summit is a global summit which aims to accelerate and increase global efforts in the adaptation of people and economy to the effects of climate change in the future. This year, the summit was hosted by the Netherlands. There were 22 countries supporting the summit, including Indonesia. It was attended by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, co-chair Global Commission on Adaptation Ban Ki-moon, leaders of some economic and international development institutions, as well as the participants comprising 22 heads of states or governments. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan.
bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian, mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, this is Rahma. I'm going to take you to visit Delegan Beach. Delegan Beach, or also known as Wisata Segoro Indah Delegan or Wisit Tourism, is administratively located in Delegan Village, Panceng District, Gresik Regency, East Java Province. The distance is about 40 kilometers from the center of Gresik City, which can be accessed by land transportation. From the city center to this beach, you will be spoiled with panoramic views of ponds and rows of limestone. The green countryside that you pass through will bring the charm of Delegan Village. To enter the tourist area of Delegan Beach, you are charged a fee of 3,500 rupiah for adult visitors and 2,500 rupiah for children. Having an area of 2.5 hectares, Delegan Beach has white and soft sand beach, different from the beaches in general in Gresik. The seawater is clear, so that makes anyone who visits want to immediately swim to enjoy the freshness of the water. For those of you who are not good at swimming, but you want to enjoy the freshness of the seawater, you can rent a life tube. In addition to the life tube, you can take a boat to get around in the sea. You can paddle the canoe to the middle of the sea while fishing or enjoying the beach air and the scenery around the beach.
After getting tired of swimming and rowing the canoe, you can sit on a lazy chair that is available on the edge of the beach. The seat rental price is around 20,000 rupiah. For those of you who like kites, you can also play kites on this beach. In the late afternoon, do not rush home. We suggest you enjoy the beauty of the sunset on this beach. Delegan Beach is equipped with restaurants, bathrooms, and prayer rooms. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder over Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Listeners, amid of COVID-19 pandemic, Indonesian students continue to obtain excellent achievement in making Indonesia proud in the international arena. Recently, Indonesian students have participated in the 17th Zhotikov Olympiad, International Science Olympiad. They successfully won medals, even one of them got a perfect score. The Indonesian delegation, represented by Sinergi Mencerdaskan Tunas Negeri or Symmetry Foundation, won 3 gold medals, 3 silver medals, and 2 bronze medals in the mathematics, physics, and computer categories. One of them, Stanfi Afrilium Wijaya from Senior High School of IPK plus BSD, achieve perfect scores in mathematics. According to the founder of the Symmetry Foundation, Hendra Kwi, PhD, this year's achievement is the highest achievements of the Indonesian team in the Zhotikov Olympics arena. The core activity of the competition was held for 2 days. In the field of mathematics, the students work on 6 math questions in a total of 9 hours. The first day's questions were about number theory, geometry, and combinatorics. The second day of problems was about inequalities in geometry, combinatorics, and algebra. In physics, the student did 3 theoretical questions and 1 simulation questions. The theoretical problems consisted of fluid oscillations, surface tensions, LC circuits, plasma physics, and optical waveguides. Simulation problem is regarding with pendulum oscillations with large deviation. International 17th Zhotikov Olympiad was held online from 7 to 13 January 2021 in Kazakhstan. The International Olympiad itself is organized by the National School of Physics and Math and the Republican Scientific Practical Center, DARIN, and is supported by the Ministry of Education and Science of the Republic of Kazakhstan. In this year's event, there were 421 mathematics students and 290 physics students, 295 computer science students from various countries, such as Armenia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Bulgaria, Denmark, Georgia, India, Indonesia, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Mongolia, Romania, Russia, Serbia, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turkmenistan, Ukraine, and Uzbekistan. That was miscellany.
Thank you. ada sesuatu yang ingin aku katakan kepadamu, matahari jiwaku. Setelah sekian lama kita berdua memadu asmara, kini tiba waktunya ku mengutarakannya padamu. Oh, oh.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's music corner, we will present you an Indonesian diva, Reza Artamevia. Reza's ability as a professional singer began when she became the backing vocalist of the band Dewa 19. Reza's vocal, which has its own color, has made Dewa 19 musician Ahmad Dhani attracted to promote her. Guided by Ahmad Dhani as a producer, Reza finally entered the recording studio and made her debut album titled Keajaiban in 1995. But it was released in 1997 due to changes in arrangement. From this album, the singles Pertama and Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas came out. Reza's song Pertama successfully reached number one on the charts in Indonesia and became a phenomenal hit when it first appeared. It is the album that immediately brought Reza to win many awards and raise her to fame in the Indonesian music scene. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song Pertama by Reza Artamevia. Enjoy!
Hari-hariku pertama diriku pun tergoda.
Voice of Indonesia.
Siap? One, two, three, Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti dirimu. Tapi apa yang terjadi? Kau meninggalkanku. Izinkan aku untuk terakhir kalinya semalam saja bersamamu, mengenang asmara kita. Dan aku pun berharap semoga kita tak berpisah, dan kau maafkan kesalahan yang pernah kubuat. Ingatkah kan dirimu yang pernah menyakiti aku? Kau kecewakan aku, tapi ku maafkan salahmu. Kini berganti kisah, ku menyakiti.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.